The White House lays the groundwork for a new approach to food and nutrition. The restaurant IPO market has gone cold, although one supplier went public Wednesday. And Smokey Bones is doubling down on virtual brands. Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Joe Guskowski, Senior Editor at RB.
And I'm RB Associate Editor Raina Estrada. The White House pledged to end hunger and diet-related illness by 2030 in America, hosting a day-long conference on hunger, nutrition, and health designed to be a launching point for a national strategy. Speakers covered a broad range of topics from federal food aid programs and school lunches to nutrition labeling and potential regulation of ingredients like food additives and sodium. In a call to action, President Biden said more than 100 organizations have committed $8 billion in public and private investments. Those in the restaurant industry included the Los Angeles-based EveryTable, which pledged $100 million over 3 years to help low-income entrepreneurs become franchise owners of the healthy food concept. The National Restaurant Association said it will expand a program to help restaurants serve healthier kids' meals, and celebrity chef Andrew Zerman led a group that hopes to convince all restaurants to offer at least one plant-based menu item.
The IPO market remains frozen, and not just for the long line of restaurants eager to go public. This week, Mod Pizza CEO Scott Svensson told Arby's Lisa Jennings that the company is patiently waiting for the markets to recover. That could take a while. Market volatility has made it difficult for companies to go public this year. The number of U.S. IPOs declined 75% from 2021, moving from a record year on the public markets to a decade-long low. Not helping matters has been the performance of last year's offerings, most of which are trading below their offering price. That includes three of the five restaurant chains that went public in 2021.
Here's one exception to that trend, Presto, a company that provides AI voice and other technology for restaurants, went public on Wednesday, completing a merger with special purpose acquisition company Ventoo. It's a landmark moment for restaurant automation, which Presto CEO Raj Suri views as the future of the industry. And while he believes restaurants have caught on to the idea, investors may still need some convincing. Presto's stock was down more than 12% on its first day and was trading at just over $2.
Smokey Bones is doubling down on delivery with two more virtual brands and a new online storefront. The barbecue chain next month will launch Tenderbox and Bowl Market, a pair of delivery-only comfort food concepts. They'll join Wing Experience and Burger Experience under Smokey Bones' brand umbrella, bringing its total portfolio to five. To house them all, the chain is opening a new online ordering site called Bite Hall. Not only will it gather the whole family under one roof, but it will also allow customers to order from all five brands in a single transaction, turning Smokey Bones restaurants into food hall-like delivery hubs.
Famous Dave's is now officially part of MTY Food Group. The Canadian brand collector completed its acquisition of Dave's parent, BBQ Holdings, on Wednesday. MTY paid $17.25 a share, or about $200 million, to take BBQ private. The deal folds BBQ's nine concepts into MTY's massive roster of about 80 restaurants, including Papa Murphy's and Cold Stone Creamery. It also deepens MTY's presence in the U.S., where about 4,000 of its 7,000 locations reside.
California restaurants that employ at least 15 people will face new requirements in their recruitment procedures next year. A bill signed into law Tuesday by Governor Gavin Newsom requires employers to provide a pay range in advertisements for open positions and to provide new hires with a gauge upon request of how much they're likely to earn. Another provision forbids all employers from asking for an applicant's salary history or hiring them on the basis of what they'll be paid.
TGI Fridays is partnering with Jamie Foxx in a new fall menu lineup. The Star's Brown Sugar Bourbon is the base for the new Foxy Mule cocktail, and his Foxx on the Rocks barbecue sauce is flavoring ribs and wings. Starting Tuesday, Fridays is promoting an exclusive Foxx on the Rocks digital deal for a limited time. Customers can score a half rack of ribs, six traditional wings, and fries for $19.99. The deal is on offer through Fridays.com.
And that should do it for this episode of RB Daily. Tune in every weekday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Joe Guskowski.
And I'm Raina Estrada. Have a great day.